Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Hewlett-Packard plans to offer cheaper inkjet printers that will be twice as fast as current models. This is meant to help the company hold its customers. Listen to this. Just a year ago, Hewlett-Packard controlled almost half the market in printers. In the first quarter of this year, that share has slipped to just 35%. Well, 35% is good, but not if you used to control half the market. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, we know HP hopes to win back some customers. Is this going to make a big difference?
Well, if you've noticed how long it can take to turn out just a few pages on an inkjet printer, Alex, this should be an improvement. This is what it's like right now. I'm queued up to print a 2.5-page article on my old inkjet, and it's going to take a while here. Okay, now I'm timing this, so we'll see how long it takes. Nothing fancy, just a few pages of text. So while we're waiting, let me tell you how this new technology is supposed to change things. HP says it's putting more tiny inkjet nozzles into its printheads, and that means that more ink can be put on the page faster and more accurately, and that's supposed to cut the printing time by as much as half and deliver even better quality. For example, one printer that it's introducing is supposed to spit out 4x6-inch color snapshots in about 15 seconds at a cost of about a quarter per print. Okay, now just about done here with this printing job. Okay, 2.5 pages of text in roughly 35 seconds. This new technology is supposed to finish that job in about half the time, about 15 to 17 seconds. Now, the question is that going to be enough to attract new customers to HP?
You know, Bob, I don't want to discourage HP from this new technology, but how about cutting the cost of the ink? That's what kills people.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, that really is where they're hoping to make their money still. HP says that they'll be competitively pricing these printers. This snapshot printer that we mentioned earlier is going to go for around $200. But it's clear that they hope to keep making much of their money from the ink that customers need to keep feeding these printers. At today's unveiling, in fact, one HP executive said that the company hopes that the improved printer performance will spur users to print more and thus buy more replacement cartridges. That is, as you say, a big profit driver for all these printer manufacturers. I sometimes wonder, Alex, if you poured all of that ink into a gallon, how much more it would be per gallon than a gallon of gasoline.
I think these guys have studied, you know, I know it says they've studied the illicit drug market. You know, they could give away the printers, what they get for
That's
the ink.
That's right. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, Alex, we'll be taking a look at the rivalry between the states over Homeland Security funding.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon is the New York Bureau Chief of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.